Chuck, Photo Projects. So, now that you have an inordinate amount of free time, what are you going to do with it, Chuck?
Well, I'm not sure I have an inordinate amount of free time, but I managed to give myself a little free time. Recently at the Columbia 150, I sailed with Josh, the editor of Small Craft Advisor.
Josh Colvin?
Josh Colvin, yes. Yeah. Sorry. And we did talk shop a lot, and as you might imagine, and did a little brainstorming. And he told me an idea that he had, which was to organize a small boat show, which would be just sort of the opposite of the big fiberglass boat shows with yachts and all kinds of things that you see in big cities. He was thinking something kind of more along the lines of the Port Townsend Wooden Boat Festival, but not limited strictly to wooden boats, and not including necessarily great big boats, but focusing more on small, handy boats that people can use on a weekend or maybe for a few days. Not just sailboats necessarily, paddle boats, row boats, even low-powered power boats, but small boats. Primarily,
left turn
we decided
5 miles.
Primarily under 25 feet and probably under 25 horsepower.
Yeah, there are all sorts of effigies in the street.
Oh yeah, it's Halloween.
Well, where is it going to be held?
Well, the idea was to find a small venue along the Gulf Coast somewhere.
Gulf Coast of Texas.
Texas, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Gulf Coast of Texas. Because there's not anything like that down here, and yet there is a pretty good population down here. So the Gulf Coast of Texas, because there's not anything like that here, so we could just sort of pioneer the thing, and also we found out in the organization and so forth of the Texas 200, which turned out to be actually pretty successful. We're thinking maybe there's some potential here for certainly a lot of potential interest in small boats that we didn't know was here. So that's kind of what we're thinking.
The Texas 200 has the ability to influence quite a lot of people. Like, why do you think that's the case?
Well, we're just using the Texas 200 as sort of a bellwether. In other words, we think that since the Texas 200 was successful, that a show like we're thinking about doing would be successful as well. We're hoping.
Right.
We don't know.
So the Texas 200 was based originally going to be a small event, and what's happening with that now?
I'd hoped it would be successful, that we would get the kind of numbers that we're enjoying now, but I had no idea it would be. I really honestly didn't think it would be nearly as successful as it has been.
So how many competitors, or not non-competitors, did you have last time? What I mean by non-competitors is it's not really a competitive event.
Exactly. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 boats, and somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 75 sailors. A lot were solo, but a lot had crews, sometimes three and four in a single boat.
Right.
But it promises to be even bigger next year than it was this year, from everything I've heard.
Yeah. I seem to remember you saying sometime that you expected it to be about 12, 15 boats just as there, so that's a huge difference.
Yeah, well, I thought that the reality might be only 12 or 15, or even half a dozen. I didn't know. But it has been quite successful, and so for that, we just have to assume that there are a lot of people in this area who really want to get out and enjoy small boats.
Yeah. So you're currently trying to round up a whole lot of interesting people to come along to the event, but also what sorts of people and how many can the festival or boat show potentially access?
one of the things that we've decided is that we're going to start fairly small. We're not going to try to make this an instant overnight success, because we have a lot to learn. And we figure if we start out fairly small, we'll let as many people know as we can without a huge advertising budget. One of the things we have going for us is between our website and the Small Craft Advisor magazine, we do reach a lot of people, and it's a pretty good audience for what we want to do. And I think the first year, that'll probably be the limit of our advertising. So it's going to be small. We're going to get as many exhibitors and speakers as we can. We're working on some special incentives for clubs and organizations so that they can come. But we have tons of work to do. It's not even going to happen until 2 years, approximately 2 years from now. So
that makes it which year?
2011.
And what time of year seems probable?
The fall is when the weather is really best in this area. We want to have it on the coast, so part of the show will be on the water. We want to make it so people can try out boats and go sailing. We just want to make it a fun event. We're going to have demonstrations and talks.
Yeah, and no hurricanes and no 100 plus days.
Yeah, we don't need the hot weather, and hurricane season is from about the end of June on through the end of September, so the summer is out and it would be too hot anyway. So fall, spring can be a little bit more unsettled in terms of weather, so fall seems to be the best shot.
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting sort of grassroots project, like the Texas 200.
And keep in mind that it's going to be an annual event. Our plan is to make it annual from 2011 on. And so you can come back every year.
Gulp.
Michael Storer talking to Chuck on the way to the Lake Conroe Mesabat.